there needs to be a little bit more forethought going into your pet care this time of year. You should prioritize walking your dog if you're doing leash walks early in the morning after the sun has set. If it is really hot outside, you want to be testing the asphalt. Put your hand against it, see how hot it is. Try walking on grass, obviously, is going to be better than walking on hot asphalt. If you're letting your dog into the yard for rotations, you want to be making sure that they have plenty of fresh, cool water available. Things like dog houses, you need to be cautious of. They're going to be trapping all that heat in and just kind of multiplying it. So make sure that your animals are coming inside, that you're monitoring them for signs of heat stroke, things like excessive panting, lethargy, any sort of signs that your dog's not feeling well. And the same if you have indoor-outdoor cats. You need to be cautious that they're coming in regularly, that they're drinking enough water. Make sure you're following up with your vet and making sure everyone's up to date on vaccines to stay safe.
Well, and you worry too sometimes with dogs, especially if you even if they're not chained, and they've even have a yard. But if they are chained up, if they knock their water over, and you've got no water then, and you've got a full day of this heat, can be rough.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the best thing is an attended pet. When we have dogs unattended for any long-term period, you can't really guarantee that they're going to have what they need. So supervision is important, and if you don't have supervision, then indoor is usually best. Crate training is a great resource for this season versus keeping your dog outside. If you're worried about like destructive behavior, we really recommend talking to a trainer and getting to a point where crate training can be worked in, because then you're going to be keeping your dog safe and working on those destructive behaviors.
Well, and like you say, that if you start noticing your pet is showing signs of, you know, heat exhaustion or heat stroke or something, you know, be aware that that kind of thing can happen.
You need to be really aware of it. If you were to notice, you don't want to put your animal into shock by like immediately submerging them in an ice bath or something like that.
Okay.
What you can do is like take some like nice cool water, cool down their face, their ears, other exposed areas, especially if you have a dark coated dog. Things like that are going to be really helpful to start the cooling process. So just add a bit of like room temperature cool water, put them in a fan. You're going to be looking for things like excessive panting, bright red gums, vomiting, drooling. And if you notice that, you need to get them to a veterinarian. But as you're doing that, you want to get them cool by putting the water on the head, ears, paws, belly, and those other areas that like cool down the core temperature more quickly.
So, Vaughn, this is nothing you want to play around with. If you really want to have your pets in mind this time of year.
Yes, absolutely. As much as we sweat and we're uncomfortable as humans. It's same with our pets. They're covered in fur and they have different ways of cooling themselves down, you know, like panting and stuff like that. But it's our job to care for them. So don't leave them in cars. Don't bring them with you if you're running errands at this time of year. Don't do the whole cracked window thing because, you know, on an 85 degree day, inside of a car can reach over 100 degrees in only a few minutes. So be safe and be smart.
Boy, we see that. Boy, there's nothing more infuriating when you see a dog in a car, you have been left in a car. And like you said, this time of year, the cars get so hot so quickly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's against the law in Virginia, so you have to be really careful.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've got it. There's a husky in the next door to us, and the poor thing is always laying in the shade, and I'll come home and I'll say to her, I'll just say, you poor thing, you're having to wear a coat on a day like this.
Oh, but that's my dog. She wears a giant black coat.
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
So just remember those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. And we have a lot of resources on our website, too. We try and put up different bits of educational tools throughout the year. So our blog, so on fredspca.org, you can go to our scoop section. We have all sorts of safety blogs. So we have firework safety, we have heat safety, we have travel tips, we have what we're up to. So definitely keep apprised or even sign up to our newsletter. We also put that in our monthly newsletter for good tips and tricks and happenings around the SPCA.
fredspca.org.